Governor Deval Patrick, Senate President Therese Murray, and Speaker Robert DeLeo are promising swift action on ethics reform. Resolve by the Beacon Hill Leadership Troika comes in the wake of this week's corruption indictment of former House Speaker Sal DeMasi. DeMasi is accused of accepting bribes in exchange for steering taxpayer money to a software contractor. Yesterday, Speaker Robert DeLeo convened a closed-door meeting of Democrats in the House to discuss DeMasi's indictment. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Democrats said the mood in the meeting was one of shock, disgust, and anger. Most Democrats would not talk on the record about the meeting. One of the few who did, Representative Dan Bosley of North Adams, tried to remain noncommittal about the accusations against DeMasi.
You have to be pretty dumb to do what is alleged to be done. So, the jury's out, and we'll see what happens. If it's true, it's very disappointing. If it's not true, then I hope he beats it, and I hope that we get to the bottom of it.
One representative got a firsthand look at the public anger over the allegations of corruption. Dennis Geyer of Dalton says he was given the finger by two drivers when they saw his state representative's license plate. Still, Geyer says he doesn't regret having voted for DeMasi for speaker.
No, I don't. Because when I voted for Sal DeMasi in January, it was rumor, it was speculation, it was speculative. A lot of what we were hearing was in the media. I looked at Speaker DeMasi's record, a 30-year legislator.
One legislator who worked closely with DeMasi was House Republican leader Brad Jones, who described his feelings as he read the indictment Tuesday night.
Just completely unacceptable behavior. I mean, I understand there's a presumption of innocence. But, you know, if the case is proven or portions of it are proven, I mean, it paints a very, very outrageous picture of behavior in the Speaker's office.
Members of a joint House-Senate committee are expected to meet behind closed doors today to negotiate new legislation that would reform lobbying and other ethics questions on Beacon Hill. The DeMasi indictment has precipitated the resolve of state House leaders to move quickly on ethics reform. Governor Deval Patrick, Senate President Therese Murray, and Speaker DeLeo issued a joint statement yesterday saying they owe the people of Massachusetts nothing less. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.